Current or aspiring truck drivers, Schneider can help you make an informed career decision at our upcoming hiring events in the Gary and Chicago areas. One-on-one conversation about your career goals in a relaxed atmosphere. Walk-ins welcome and same-day interview potential. Let's talk between April 17th and 30th with events in Chicago, Gary, LaPorte, Antioch, Joliet, and Oswego. That's April 17th through the 30th throughout Chicagoland. Get full event, driving job, and sign-on bonus details at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them. They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, this is not the time to procrastinate. Something may come up later in the week that needs your attention. Scorpio, misunderstandings are easy to come by this week. Carefully choose your words. Sagittarius, an old problem presents itself in your new life. Capricorn, this is a great week to plan a vacation. Some heat and adventure can do you well. Aquarius, make yourself as clear as you can and that special someone will notice. And Pisces, make yourself indispensable at work. You need to stockpile those bonus points. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. About 10 minutes away from first pitch as the White Sox open a series in Cleveland this afternoon. It's James Shields opposing Carlos Carrasco. Again, first pitch about 8 minutes away from now for the Sox and Indians. The Cubs beat L.A. 3-2 after a rain-delayed banner ceremony in dramatic fashion with Anthony Rizzo's walk-off in the ninth.
I'll remember this day for as long as I play baseball. I mean, the walk-off caps it off, but that pregame ceremony, I can't even... I really honestly didn't think it would be that, how amazing a job the Cubs did at all that, and just the videos and the tribute, and it was amazing.
Game two, Cubs and Dodgers, is tomorrow. John Lackey faces Brandon McCarthy. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6. One other final in Major League Baseball today. Tigers edge the Twins 2-1. In the NBA, the Bulls are off today. They close out the regular season tomorrow night when they host the Nets. Now a win over Brooklyn will clinch a playoff berth. Miami takes on Washington tomorrow, and if the Heat win and the Bulls lose, Miami will move on into the postseason. In hockey, the Blackhawks open their playoff run on Thursday at the UC against the Nashville Predators. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. Now, Hum X by Verizon has a Wi-Fi hotspot so everyone in your car can stream, watch, and play on up to 10 select devices. Hum by Verizon. Data usage applies. Coverage limited. Visit VZM.com for availability. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers right here on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Maddie, thank you. This hour of the Bernstein and Goss Show is being brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
There will be a new day and eventually a new year. And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, oh, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball. So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
Some of the sights and sounds of the opening week of the 2017 campaign. Joe Davis, Ole Hershiser, and Alana Rizzo. Corey Seager hits one in the air to center. Back on it goes Blackman. It's gone! Corey Seager goes dead central, and the Dodgers lead it for nothing.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
The voice you heard is the voice that's replacing a legend. Usually they tell you you want to be the guy replacing the guy who replaces the legend, but I think that Joe Davis is good with what he's doing. And
you slide into that role really easily when the Dodgers want you to be their play-by-play guy.
Yeah, they ask, and you got to take the job, that's for sure. Dodgers are, of course, in town to take on the Cubs. As we talk about the Cubs and their opening ceremonies, they get the rings tomorrow. You can hear all of that here on The Score. Joe Davis now joining us here on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. And now Joe joins us here on The Score. Joe, how are you today? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Doing well. Thank you.
So the biggest question, I'm sure that you've been asked it a million times, what has this experience been like knowing that Vin Scully's not coming back and you're going to be the person to step into that role?
Yeah, it's been an incredible experience. I think that, first of all, the games that I did last year, doing about 50 road games, really important for everybody, for me to ease into it, and for the people at home to kind of have the transition be a little bit less jarring, where it wasn't Ben for 162 and then suddenly me for 162. And hopefully people have been able to tolerate me a little bit more because of that. And it was important, too, for me going into it to realize that nobody's ever replacing Vin. It wouldn't be smart for me to try to, or anybody to try to. So I'm just trying to do the best I can to be the best me that I can and lean on Ole Hershiser, who's a great partner, and hopefully we're giving the people a product that they can enjoy listening to.
Joe, how would you characterize your style? Are you a guy who lets the play speak for itself? Are you an advanced metrics guy? Like, are you a guy that likes to poke a little fun? Are you all of the above? Well, if you were listening to a Joe Davis broadcast, how would you characterize him?
I think hopefully the big thing is that I'm nailing the basics. You know, that I'm getting the names right, getting the situation, the backgrounds, nailing the pronunciations, all that stuff. I think if you get that stuff wrong, it doesn't matter how good you sound or what you say in the highlights, you've lost people. So hopefully I'm nailing the basics. And then because it's TV, I think it's the analyst medium. So I'm trying to get out of the way so Oral can, be the guy that people listen to, because, well, let's face it, they'd much rather hear what Oral Hershiser has to say than what I have to say. And then the other thing would be in the biggest moments, hopefully I'm able to capture those with the right words and the appropriate tone and then get out of the way.
How long have you wanted to do this? And I don't mean you be the guy at the Dodgers, but do this for a living where you're around baseball every day. When did it hit you?
Yeah, I think I'm really lucky in that I've known for a long time, probably fourth or fifth grade. I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with not knowing what you want to do at an early age, but if you can figure it out, I think that's huge. And that, you know, you can start kind of without even realizing it, learning about the industry and paying attention to guys that you enjoy. And for me, it kind of helped me guide my decision making as I started looking at colleges. And once I got into college, I buckled down with a really clear plan of where I wanted to be. And again, there's nothing wrong if you don't know, but it definitely helped set me ahead of the curve a little bit, and that I did know exactly what I wanted to do.
Joe, we're having a little issue with your phone. I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Sounds like C-3PO is trying to translate everything Joe is saying. We're hearing what Joe is saying. There's just a little beeping, so we'll reestablish contact with him.
It's not like Joe's doing it.
Right. Joe's pressing a button. Maybe these guys will get me off the air quicker if I just keep pressing this button.
I won't have to answer any more of these questions.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, if some of that stuff goes on.
Maybe he is doing it, you know?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I have an inside man over there at the Dodgers broadcast that has been telling me some good things about Joe Davis. And But what's really interesting is one of the things that if we do reestablish with Joe, I want to ask him about. Vin never wanted the booth changed. So there were a lot of upgrades that needed to happen from the last game he called there to now. So I'm curious on what that booth looks like. All right, so we've got Joe back now. Joe, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it. We know that you had a little beeping going on, and we're
hoping...
We
thought you were being attacked by a video game, Joe.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I don't want that either. I'm on the hotel phone now, so hopefully this is better.
Okay, well, I was just talking with Jason about this, that I know some people involved with some Dodger broadcasts that have talked about the upgrades that have had to happen inside the booth. When you've got a guy that's been there for a long time, there's a certain way that he wants things done. So what new stuff inside your booth do you have available to you now?
It is amazing, guys, what they've done with the booth at Dodger Stadium. So they had the same guy that designed a lot of the studios actually at the Sportsnet LA headquarters, so where you see the studio shows, he came and designed the booth. So it's the first booth I've ever been in that actually feels and looks like a studio. I mean, they poured a lot of money into it, and it is beautiful.
What do you need? As someone who's calling these games, what was important to you that was in there?
Just simple stuff like table space, really. You know, having a lot of room on the table to spread out. And just because it's such a long season and you're in there 81 times, it's your office for a long stretch of the year on a daily basis. So my big thing was just making sure that it was comfortable. And then the icing on the cake was how beautiful it wound up looking.
Favorite city to call a game in or just to visit while you're out there on the road, not named Chicago and Los Angeles, of course.
Well, you kind of took my answer. I grew up in Michigan as a diehard Cubs fan. So I grew up going to games at Wrigley, and it's special for me to be able to go to Wrigley now, even though it's a bit of an odd feeling that, you know, how about that? I signed my Cub fandom away before the 2016 season. Or what kind of timing is that?
Well, maybe you were the curse all along.
I guess it could have been me.
So what was it like for you to then watch the Cubs beat the Dodgers and then win the World Series?
So I wondered, guys, going into the year, and we played, we were here, let's see, beginning of June, the Dodgers played the Cubs last year. And I wondered what that would be like sitting in Wrigley calling the game for the Dodgers and having been a lifelong Cub fan. But already at that point, after 2 years of or 2 months of being the Dodger road game guy and being around the team on a daily basis, I think you can't help but have an attachment to the people you're around and the people that you're on the charter plane with and you're in the hotel with. So it wasn't as difficult as I envisioned to be the Dodger broadcaster doing games against the Cubs. It was odd hearing "Go Cubs, go" play after a couple of those games and not liking it very much. And then, watching the Cubs from afar win the World Series, I allowed the kid in me to enjoy it, but I didn't shed any tears or anything like I would have had it been a couple of years ago. So it was a bit of an odd feeling, I'd say.
All right, let's talk about the team a little bit. Last year, historically bad against left-handers. Was it a fluke? Was it something that there was a hole in the hitting philosophy of the Dodgers? Or how did they get this thing on track this year against lefties?
You know, I don't know. It's the big question for them.
I think that when you look at, first of all, you have the additions of Forsyth and Gutierrez, who are, you know, specifically acquired largely for those reasons, to be able to hit left-handed pitching. But then there were guys last year that throughout their careers have hit lefties, and just all, unfortunately for the Dodgers at the same time, stopped hitting lefties. Justin Turner struggled against left-handed pitching last year. Scott Van Slyke was out much of the year. He's been a lefty killer. Kike Hernandez was the best hitter in baseball against left-handed pitching 2 years ago and was not good last year against lefties. Same thing with Puig. You know, really up and down the lineup, guys that have had success against lefties didn't. So I think that they're hoping, you know, a combination of the additions with guys going back to what they've done throughout their careers, it's not going to be as much of an issue. They're going to be better against right-handed pitching than they are against lefties, but hopefully it's not an historically bad issue.
You brought up Puig, and it seemed like midway through the year last year that was the end of Yasiel Puig, the Dodger. How did he get himself back into the good graces of the front office and the coaching staff?
Yeah, I agree with you that it seemed like that was it. When he got sent down at the trade deadline, I think everybody kind of assumed that may be the last time we see him in a Dodger uniform. But it helped him that Josh Reddick struggled out of the gate after the Dodgers acquired him, and so there was a need for him to come back up in September. I think that it was probably a nice reset for him being in AAA for that month, being able to work on some things in his swing in a lower-pressure environment, and then being able to apply it in a lower-pressure, more platoon environment where he was put in a position to succeed facing just left-handed pitching. And you got to keep in mind, too, this guy's only 25, 26 years old still and comes from a completely different world than any of us can really understand. And so there's still a maturation going on, and I think that's still the case now. We saw him steal third with two outs and get caught trying to steal third over the weekend with two outs and the team down by two. So there's still moments where it shows up, you know, the lack of maturity, but the growth has continued to happen, and I think that the potential is still so good that you live with some of that.
How important is it for Corey Seager and Jock Peterson to be the young guys on this franchise and have star potential at the same time? Because last year we talked about the plethora of young kids that the Cubs had coming up. It wasn't like you were going to just focus on Chris Bryant or focus just on Addison Russell or Javier Baez. There's something to be said for having another person who is of similar age going through some of the same kind of media, you know, hungry things that you may have to go through in a big city. Are those guys balancing that kind of spotlight and that kind of pressure the way that the Dodgers would have hoped?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that it's largely because, first of all, you get a guy in Dave Roberts who's as good of a leader as you're going to find. But it's a really nice balance overall in the clubhouse of veteran leadership like Chase Utley and like Adrian Gonzalez and, you know, Clayton Kershaw, now Logan Forsyth, Justin Turner, balancing out a lot of the young pieces like the guys you mentioned. So, you know, it's a good blend where it's not, you know, the clubhouse isn't overrun by wily veterans, but it's not overrun by the youth either. And somebody like Corey Seager, he's very open about how much he's learned from Chase Utley, having a locker right next to him for the last almost 2 years now. So I think it's the perfect setup for those young guys to succeed in a big market.
What's it like to call games that Clayton Kershaw starts?
It's the best. I mean, we're really lucky every 5 days to get to watch that. And I'm not sure how many pitchers there are in baseball history where every time he takes the ball, you're thinking, yeah, there's a decent chance we're going to see a no-hitter today. And it, you know, you go back to opening day, he pitches seven innings. He gives up a base hit in the first inning with the infield drawn in because a base runner had reached on an error. Until the seventh inning when he gave up a solo home run, that base hit where the infield pulled in is all he gave up. So you go into these games thinking, yeah, there may be a no-hitter, and often you can nitpick one or two ABs and say it was that close to a no-hitter happening. It's greatness on a whole nother level that we're so lucky to watch as frequently as we get to.
Does this Dodgers team feel like it's their turn now? You know, the Cubs had their go at it last year, and it's very, very hard to win back-to-back World Series. The last time it was done, the Big Red Machine? But does this team feel like it's, all right, and we're the team with the young talent as well as the pitching, and you got a manager that everyone loves? Do they feel like it's their turn?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's the feeling around the team. And, you know, what the Dodgers have still is they've been able to build this team that's as good as any in the majors while still maintaining a great farm system. So when they get into July and there's a piece or two that needs to be acquired, there's a need that needs to be addressed, they have the pieces to go get that. So the team that you see right now, while it's, you know, as good as any in baseball, it has a chance to get better if they get in a spot near the trade deadline where they need to address things. So, and then it always comes down to health, too. As we always see when October rolls around, if they can stay healthy, then I think they have as good a shot of any team to win that first World Series for L.A. since 88.
Joe, what's the best advice that you got about replacing Venn?
To be myself. And that's Vin's biggest advice, and that's the advice that he got from Red Barber when he joined the Dodger radio booth in 1950. Red Barber is a Hall of Famer himself and the first guy to call a baseball game on television, and Red told Vin, you bring one thing to the booth that nobody else can, and that is yourself.
Yep.
And so to steer away from that, that's going to be a disservice to yourself. You're going to try to be someone you're not, and you're going to expose yourself over the course of a baseball season, and nobody at home wants to hear that. So, yeah, just being myself. It sounds simple, but it's the most important advice that I've gotten.
Joe, thanks so much for your time. We truly appreciate it. Good luck with this being the full-time gig, and I'm sure you're going to see a lot of interesting and great baseball to call, and we're looking forward to your call, too.
Thank you, guys. It's good to talk to you.
Same here. Joe Davis, calling Dodgers games.
That's what any great mentor or guy who came before you will tell you, too. You know, just be yourself. You know, nobody's had the experiences that you have had. Everybody's got their own thumbprint.
Think about the stuff that Doug and Terry have told us. Like, they've never told us to you know, be someone else. Yeah. You know, you should try to be like this guy.
That's
nope.
It's when you run into issues. I used to talk to Terry about that on my when I had my weekend shows. And I would, you know, be frustrated with certain things. And he'd say, hey, man, just, you know, the people will either like you or they won't. And when they like you, it's because you're being you and you keep it moving. And that's, I mean, what Joe said is what everybody has ever really said to a younger person, you know, that was coming after them, or they, you know, you got people who are going to try to tell you, well, this is what you should do and this is how you should go about it. But nobody's had the experiences that you have had in your life. And people, more times than not, when you're giving people the same, you know, the same backdrop, we're all talking about the same sports, but we've got different ways of looking at them. And if you had certain experiences, your experience may lend to a different opinion or a different perspective, and you're the only one that has it. It's proprietary content. You're the only one that has lived your life. So give it to them the way that you have lived your life and gone through your experiences.
My favorite Vin Scully stat. Vin Scully called Connie Mack's final year of managing. Connie Mack was born during the Civil War. Think about that, Jay.
Hello.
These two guys have connected baseball with Vin Scully retiring, connected baseball all the way back to the beginning. Are you fact-checking me
now?
No,
I'm not.
Are you fact-checking me?
I'm not. I was actually replying to the text because I meant to say National League back-to-back. I know Toronto went back-to-back.
Okay.
I meant National League back-to-back. No, I wasn't fact-checking you. I wasn't fact-checking you.
It is ridiculous.
As I close the window really quickly. Let me see if Lawrence is right on this one.
It's really ridiculous. When you think about it, in that amount of time between those two men, you had the whole history of baseball. And it ended in 2016. Yeah. I mean, that's insane. That is insane.
See, now Lawrence got me thinking about the Civil War.
Well,
you know, today was going to be a day where everything was going to be all right. You know, you and I, we're the symbol of progress in this studio right now. And now you got me thinking about the Civil War.
Historical,
you know, the South still believes that they didn't lose. They just ran out of time.
Those snowflakes. The Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Mattress Firm. The Cubs are off today. The White Sox are actually playing right now, and they are down 1-0 because Francisco Lindor just went yard. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's the final days of Mattress Firm's once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get savings of a lifetime. Like up to 70% off Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and more only at Mattress
Four home
firm.
Runs and eight RBI for that young man on the season so far. By the way, I was also laughing at something else because I've got... By the thank you to our clinical professional out there who corrected me on OCP versus OCD, obsessive-compulsive personality versus obsessive-compulsive disorder. Not to be confused with OPP, which is different.
Yeah, now it's we're other talking, people's
Yeah, now we're talking
property.
About, you know... The future Larsa Pippen conversation.
Right.
Again. Yeah. But I was also laughing at something else, and we haven't talked about it. We don't have to talk about it at all. But the headline of the day, by far, from BuzzFeed, the man dragged off of a United flight says, quote, everything is injured.
This is all a problem.
It was John Fox.
Everything is injured. Like his toes, his hair hurts, his ear is broken. Like he's got a lacerated kidney. Shout out to him and the payday that he is about to get.
He's about to be Mr. United.
Yeah, he really is. Good time to go ahead and try to jump in there on United stock as well.
Well, that's not a bad point, actually, Jay. There's some Southwest stuff that people were putting around the interwebs yesterday that I thought was interesting. We're going to take a break. We can get back into the Cubs conversation. We've been guest heavy. We would love to take your phone calls about what happened last night. If you'd like to jump in, 312-644-6767 is the number.
Also, Jen Latta and bringing up the reluctant superstar thing with Anthony Rizzo and how that relates to this city.
Yeah, and we can connect it back to our conversation about Jason Hayward as well. We'll do that next, but we definitely want you involved. Text us at 670-11. You're listening to The Score.
Ely on a wing now outside the tight end Mitchell. Haskell Standback all alone behind Scott Hunter, and it's a draw to Standback, and he's out to about the 38-yard line, tripped up at the last minute by Doug Buffone. Doug Buffone, number 55, coming off the field right now, is the only remaining Bear who played under George Halas.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Josh Gordon has spent the last two-plus seasons away from the football field in a cloud of Kron. And now it sounds like he's ready for a fresh start and a new team because yesterday on Snapchat, he sent a less-than-cryptic message about his relationship with the Cleveland Browns. He hit his Browns gear with a trash can and a skull and crossbones emoji. Pretty subtle, champ. So is firing off a tweet which says, "Seek a new beginning." I'd even be willing to bet that the Browns would accommodate that request, Josh. One problem, you're still not eligible. And I'm not exactly sure why you're so bent with the Browns. What did they ever do to you other than stand behind you repeatedly as you consistently squandered your unbelievable talent and tried to blaze your way right out of the league? The team did not put you in this position. You put yourself in it. I'm Jim Rome.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship.
Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the Numail Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. Numail can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Numail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Numail Medical Center, today.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Hey, it's Hanley here. Put on your best bow tie and don't forget your favorite derby hat because the Illinois Derby is back. Join in all the action. Saturday, April 22nd at beautiful Hawthorne Racecourse, they're going to host Chicago's richest traditional dirt track thoroughbred race, plus live music, gate giveaways, and trackside barbecue, and much, much more. Tickets are on sale right now for the party box, patio seats, and all-you-can-eat dining room buffets. Tickets are going to sell out. Get ready to place your bets at the 59th running of the Illinois Derby presented by ExpressBet. Saturday, April 22nd. For tickets and details, the action starts at HawthorneRacecourse.com.
I'm here with Jeff Anderson, president and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, when your organization has momentum, how does a leader take advantage of that?
Trust is the foundation of leadership. Nothing has been more clearly established. There have been dozens of pieces of research conducted to determine what followers want from their leader, and honesty and trust are always at the top of the list. It sounds straightforward, but takes time and it doesn't happen by accident. The leader must take the first step. I know of one sports leader in town who tells his team, "I trust you, but I need to earn yours. What do you need from me?" When you get it right, the benefits are enormous. It reduces friction in the organization. People give you the benefit of the doubt. Decisions become easier. Passive resistance melts away. You get more done quickly. What leader doesn't want that?
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at Lake Forest MBA.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week on the Jake Brown Show.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
And Melly Mel here. How good does it feel to be going back around the world performing?
Yo, I feel very fortunate because we have songs that last and stand the test of time. You know,
that's hard to do. You guys been doing it 40 years.
When we do a show, our show is a show for all ages. People being your kids. It's a real entertaining kind of show. Be having fun with the crowd.
Download and subscribe to the Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The White Sox trail the Indians 1-0 in the second. Francisco Lindor with a home run off starter James Shields. Carlos Carrasco on the mound for Cleveland. So in the top of the second right now, no outs, and the White Sox trail 1-0. Cubs-Dodgers off today. Tomorrow, John Lackey faces Brandon McCarthy. Pregame here on the Score starts at 6. MLB earlier today, one final. Tigers edge the Twins 2-1. In the NBA, the Bulls are off today. They close out the regular season tomorrow night when they host the Nets. A win over Brooklyn will clinch a playoff berth. Miami takes on Washington tomorrow. If the Heat win, the Bulls lose, Miami will move on into the postseason. In hockey, the Blackhawks open their playoff run on Thursday at the UC against the Nashville Predators. Off the ice, Michael Roosevelt underwent surgery today to repair facial fractures. The team said he's expected to make a full recovery. This scoreboard update is brought to you by State Farm. State Farm, here to help life go right. Protecting what matters most for over 140 years, ADT is more than a sign in your yard. It's 24/7 monitoring for a peace of mind. Visit ADT.com. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. The Dow closed down 7 points to 20,651. NASDAQ minus 14 to 5,866. And the S&P down 3 to 2353. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Like, the most bored thing in the world is a dude who's been trained to whoop somebody's ass who's just sitting around waiting for it to happen.
Then they get that opportunity.
And it's on. It's like their Super Bowl.
Ask Herb. Remember Herb
got his ass whooped?
No, he was a bouncer.
Oh, yeah. It was at the apartment?
No, it was a big city, right? Big City Tap?
Also known as something else.
You got to be careful the way you say it or else something bad could end up happening.
Never really had a good time at Big City Tap.
No?
No.
Not a big Iowa fan?
Of certain things, you know. Certain factions of the Iowa delegation, I'm a fan of.
Anthony Herron, Matt Bowen, that's about it.
No, screw those guys. I'm talking about the ladies that they went to Iowa were always nice to me. They were always cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But, man, I can't stop watching this United dude in this situation. And I shouldn't be laughing, but I'm me. This man gets dragged off of a plane for not being compliant, and apparently he checked in late. I don't want to spread fake news, but he checked in late, and what happens when you check in late is you're one of the first people that have to go if there's an issue. They had a flight crew that had to fly on that plane, or else a flight would be canceled at their destination, and they're like, "Hey, my man, can we get this seat up out you?" And he said he was a doctor and he had patients to go see, and he was not compliant, and all of a sudden, the big angry men who have been waiting for this kind of situation to jump off. I am telling you now, if you ever want to see something that is both sad and funny at the same time, check out a bouncer who's about to get into go mode. Like, because when something's about to pop off in a bar, when somebody's been an idiot the entire night, and you're like, somebody's going to take care of this dude sooner or later. When a bouncer starts to get, you know, into that limbering up phase, that's what happened to this man on this flight.
Let me give you another example that's completely germane to what we do. When the person runs onto the field.
Oh, those dudes.
And when they finally, like, you put your little juke move on, and mm-hmm. and you ran and ran and ran, but when they catch you,
it's curtains for you.
It's a bad deal.
Mm-hmm. And I have always been in favor of showing those beatings.
I'm with you.
Yes.
As a deterrent.
Yes. And even if it isn't a deterrent, entertain me. I don't want to just be watching, you know, Chris Bosio's reaction to a beatdown. I'm here for that as well. Sometimes that occurs. You don't move the camera when Eddie Ramos is thrown over as Drubal Cabrera's head, as he did yesterday. You don't move the camera then when it's about to go down. Don't move the camera when little Billy from Skokie had one too many.
His name is Danny Parkin.
I'm sorry.
Danny's never run on the field, has he? We can ask him tomorrow.
No, I don't think Danny's run on the field. Danny doesn't have that in him.
Like, what would have taken you
to run on the field?
No, okay, because you know what's going to happen to you.
Dead.
Dead.
Because you sprinkle some crack on him and keep it moving.
You're going to be in the tombs underneath the building. Up in the tombs.
Where you can hear the screams of our ancestors underneath Soldier mm-hmm. Field.
The little secret jail they have there.
It's not even a jail. It's just like a hole where you should go to the bathroom or try to commit suicide.
I see that this room has no windows. So, look, there was talk that the United had offered a lot of people, and this is what they do when they have a situation like that. Most airlines do. They offer you an incentive But sometimes, you know, you can't go, you know, you got to go home. Like, right. What would it have taken for you to take a day off from work? Let's put you in the same situation. Mm-hmm. You have to take a day off from work.
And I know the kind of bind they're in.
Yeah. What is Jay getting for that?
Like, I've been in a situation before where they've offered me stuff and I've been like, nah, I got to get home. Because when you're at the airport, it's like, I got to get home. I'm here now. Like, airport is...
Because it's a pain in the ass.
It's airport to front door. That's how I feel. Like, once you're in the airport, that means you're home. You're just in somebody else's home until you get home. You're going to have to give me a premium hotel for the night and not near the airport. You're going to have to give me a rental car. And you're going to have to give me...
Mad vouchers.
Yeah. At least two tickets. And if not... one first class ticket anywhere in the continental United States.
I like that idea. And I was reading a piece on Salon that said that that's actually still worth it for the airline to do, especially in that situation where the flight is going to be canceled of a full plane of people in Louisville that need to get to where they're going. There's a lot here. Like, there's so
this man
much
says that everything is injured on him. Everything. I got a bad back, and this is the other thing too. All the people are like, did you see that he was trading sex for drugs? I don't think the security guards knew that when they ran up on him.
If you're telling me that their problem with him had something to do with a criminal activity that happened right before he boarded the plane, then fine. Otherwise, I actually thought it was terrible journalism by the Louisville Courier to even print that story. Because it is another example of victim blaming. And we see this all the time with things that happen in sports where there's a sexual assault or there's an assault on someone. And we immediately jump to what is that person's life like?
Right.
And they're no
what
angel.
What kind of dress was she wearing?
Right. Yeah, they're no angel when that has nothing to do with what transpired. But I kept thinking about, like, what would it have taken to get me off the plane without there being some sort of physical altercation? But doesn't...
But isn't it okay to not side with anybody in this? Like,
sure.
I feel like everybody's doing the one or the other. Like, I'm with United on this. I'd have dragged his ass, too.
Yep.
And then, like, some people are like, no, you should never be physically removed from something. Well, when you're not compliant, that kind of is what the next level is.
My issue with United is that that's something that should have been fixed before everyone got on the plane. You should know.
The computer randomly picked this guy. You know, he's walking up. You say, hey, listen up. Let me talk to you over here in this, you know, in this corner. And you have, you know, your taser on stun in your back pocket. And you go, hey, can we figure something out? As soon as he tries to walk, you go, sir, we can't allow you on this flight for these reasons. You'll be very angry.
And we're really, really, really sorry.
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem with the CEO, that his statement didn't seem very sincere.
So tone deaf.
And
like,
I mean,
hey, man,
hey,
this is why we get down. You got a problem? Come to Death Row Records. if you don't want stewardess dancing all in the video, all in the background, come on to United Airlines.
Yeah,
nah, it's mad crazy. My buddies are talking about it in the group chat as well. And my buddy Kobe mentioned that, you know, he had patience to see. And my buddy Big Joe, who is one of the funnier dudes that I've ever met in my life, but Joe kind of he plays like he turns his heart off every once in a while. He wrote, guess what? He didn't see not one patient on Monday.
Wow.
That's not why you snatch them up, though. Like, you know, the ends don't justify the means in that situation.
You know what I kept thinking? I really kept thinking, what should the rest of us have done or do in that situation?
Fellas?
I think
let's not ask Nick.
Yeah,
Nick is the raging bull of the score, and Nick will go 0 to 100 immediately. So let's let Nick think about whatever it is he's going to say and ask Chris first, because I kind of feel like I know where Nick's gonna go on this one. Chris, how would you deal with that situation if you were in this young man's predicament?
No. Not him.
What do you mean?
The people on the plane.
Oh,
How do we as a people deal with this?
Did you your camera phones?
Is that
and you scream world star?
Is that wow? I wish someone would have done that. Is that the extent of our responsibility as other citizens? Is that
to stop them? So you
I'm asking the question. Are we just supposed to document it, or is there more that we're supposed to do?
Did you want a citizen's arrest of the marshals on the plane? Hey. You're gonna have two dead people.
I'm an uprising type of dude.
Generally speaking.
You gonna uprise against the marshals on the plane.
You see some people doing some stuff that's shady.
They would have painted a beard on you put a hijab on you as soon as they took the pictures.
I'm asking the question.
Okay.
That's all.
Generally speaking, people are trash for the most part. Especially when you're on an airplane and before you even take off. You like grow a hatred for everyone sitting around you. So I'm in
that's
school.
Even when you're flying with Dan, right?
Yeah, I would have been this guy had to have done something wrong. So like, I would tweet at United, hey, I can tweet this video to my X amount of followers. I'm in media. Slide me some of those vouchers while you're at it.
Throw some drink tickets in there while we're talking about these things. And I'd like a free membership to the United Club. When I land, I don't even want to go home. I want to go to the United Club and hang out for some free drinks in there. All right. Raging Bull, Nick Szepkowski. How would you have handled that situation?
Well, if I'm a standby, like if I'm also on the plane, I'm not confronting the police on that one. No, I'm not one that's going to be like, hey, I think you're doing something wrong, sir.
You're not throwing a fist in the air with Lawrence?
No, I'm not quite going to go that black flag because I'm not going to last very long. But if I'm that guy that's getting chased off the plane.
Not dragged
off the plane. It's going to be a very similar circumstance where I paid for my seat. I'm in my damn seat, and you're going to have to take my ass out of my seat.
Out of my cold, dead hands, right. Nick Szepkowski.
IGTBW. That's like that, it's nothing against it, but that's exactly like me. As soon as I see two people standing around me with firearms, I'm like, yo, this is about to get serious, and I don't have my gun on me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to
watch this Kindle.
Like, they ain't talking to me. Like, we've all been in a situation where somebody, you knew an authority figure was talking to you. Like, they got to be talking to somebody else on this bitch because it ain't me. It ain't me. Sir, y'all be the only one on the bus and be like, sir, this is the last stop. You ain't talking to me. This ain't the last stop. Terminal is over there.
That's right.
You know, but if I see the two men with firearms standing... ladies and gentlemen, this is what we just talked about, like your own personal experiences. I'm going to get up in a different kind of vibe. We're not going to box it out.
No.
Because you got guns. But I'm definitely going to be like, you know, this is crazy. Like, do y'all see what's happening here? You know, I might scream Attica a couple of times.
That would be...
Yeah. I'm not going to do what you did and be the innocent bystander watching it go down and all of a sudden try to help out my fellow man.
NWO mode jumping in untagged.
Right. Like he's on a different level with it where he's trying to help out a dude who probably would cut in front of him when it's time to go to the bathroom on the same plane.
There's no doubt. I do wonder if there's a point where the folks on the plane are like, you know what, this is wrong and... We're not gonna stand.
The little old white lady was like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
like, and she was videoing it as well. So, I mean, you know, camera phone. That's the thing too. The lack of awareness.
How could you not know?
How do you think that's going to happen on your flight? And nobody find out.
Yeah,
you had six
is
phones.
It awareness
out.
Or just lack of care?
Well, if this is standard,
there's no way you don't
if
think
this
that.
Is if this is SOP. If this is standard operating procedure. Like, how many times do people get dragged off of flights daily that we don't hear about?
That's what I mean. Shep has a good point because the airlines are like their own government. Like, really, there's no legislation right. there for right. how they can treat people.
Right. Just a bunch of, you know, Forrest Whitakers playing Idi Amin just standing there like, yo, this is what it is. Take these peanuts and shut your punk ass up.
Well, now it's going to be quote-unquote investigated. We'll see what happens, but I think that someone's about to get real rich, and I don't mean in miles. The Chicago baseball game day schedule was presented by Indeed.com.
It's not how they wanted you to say it.
What? Indeed.com. The Cubs are off tonight. The White Sox are playing right now, and they're trailing 1-0 to Cleveland in the second inning. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. That's right, Indeed.com. Back after this on The Score.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat Hughes.
And Ron Coomer.
And right now, you're listening to Bernstein and Golf. They're covering the Cubs and all of Chicago's teams. Afternoons from 1 to 6.
Only on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
The Honda Dream Garage sales event is on at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. We're offering great pricing, special lease programs, and 0.9% APR financing on most new Hondas. And come in and see the all-new redesigned CR-V, now in stock. At Pauley Honda, you can drive the Honda you want at a price you can afford and enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville. Or online at paulihonda.com.
Financing with approved credit on select new models.
It's time to swing into spring in a new Acura at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. At Pauley Acura, you'll get great pricing, special lease programs, and 0.9 to 1.9% APR financing on most new Acuras, plus outstanding customer service without any of the usual car buying hassle. Looking for a new Acura? Give Pauley Acura a try. At Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com.
Financing with approved credit on select new models.
Cola. Trust me, I sleep on a MyPillow and I absolutely love it. As a matter of fact, I have more than one. I bought two for my bed. I liked them so much. I bought MyPillows for my sons as well. They really are the most comfortable pillow I've ever experienced. I get to sleep faster. I stay asleep longer. The pillow doesn't go flat. It's perfect. It's great. I get it all set up when I go to sleep how I want it. It stays exactly how I want it. It's perfect. You've got to try a MyPillow. Here are all the features I love about my MyPillow. It stays cool all night, which is great because I'm a hot guy. Hot sleeper. Got a fan on me. Always wake up. No covers or anything. It's great to have a cool pillow all night long. It holds its shape the entire night. The patented interlocking fill, it adjusts to my sleep needs. So again, I get it set up and it stays that way the whole night. It comes with a 10-year warranty not to go flat, a 60-day comfort guarantee. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA. And right now, you can get a MyPillow and you can save 50% plus shipping. Just go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listeners Special tab, and use promo code SCORE. You get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows. Like, you could use those on a plane. If you get to stay on the plane the whole time, you get all four of those pillows for one special price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, or call 800-960-3804, MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
Attention golfers, do you want to play more golf and spend less money this year? Then it's time to get a Chicagoland Golf Club membership. A Chicagoland Golf Club membership allows you to enjoy a wide variety of great courses across Chicagoland for roughly half price. You'll enjoy 7-day advance booking, no booking fees, and predictable green fee discounts each and every day for the entire golf season. Memberships start at $99 and are limited. The Chicagoland Golf Club. Swing easy. For membership information or to sign up for a free trial membership, visit ChicagolandGolfClub.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Well, get ready. The Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy, as seen on TV, is coming soon to offer free training workshops. Call 1-800-297-3902 now to get your free tickets. Call 800-297-3902 in the next 30 minutes, and Nick Vertucci, as a bonus, will send you a free copy of his Fortunes in Flipping kit immediately. Call 800-297-3902. That's 800-297-3902 to get your free tickets and learn the Fortunes in Flipping system to get in, get out, and get paid.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. Turn to Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Office Revolution can transform your workspace with flexible workstations, collaboration spaces, ergonomic solutions, and styles for every office personality. From offices of 20 to 2,000, Office Revolution has the expertise and personal attention to create winning environments. Chicago's office space professionals, office-revolution.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. The real estate market is hot and homes are selling fast. Some are selling day one with multiple offers and it's only March. It's never been more important to make sure you're pre-approved by a strong mortgage lender. If you're even considering buying a house this year, it's time for the home loan expert office to get you pre-approved. Call me directly, 773-770-4727. Or you can always apply online at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jay, I'm curious. What did you think about the ceremony that the Cubs had? Like, just the ceremony itself.
I thought it was cool. Fergie trying to unravel the flag. Having the guys pull up the string one by one until it was halfway. Then it was like, all right, we got to hurry up and get this over. I thought it was going to be bigger, though.
Me too.
I thought it was going to be a lot more grand.
That's why I didn't understand where there were people who thought it was too much. And I'm like,
no, I thought it was 108 years, man. This is the franchise in sports that everyone has made fun of. It's been synonymous with losing and curses and all those things. I thought it was going to be a huge double middle birds to everybody out there in a tasteful way, if that's possible. Like, hey, look at this. Look at it shining. Look how, I mean, people are mad about the way the flag looks and all. Not me. I just thought it was going to be a little bit bigger. And maybe some of the steam was taken out of it. I don't know if you can kind of rejigger your plans because of the rain delay.
Yeah, you got 2 hours exactly. Of kind of sitting around and stewing. We'd love to know what you thought about the Cubs banner ceremony from last night. We also need to talk about them getting their rings. That'll be tomorrow, a game you can hear here on The Score. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by Indeed.com. The Cubs are off tonight. The White Sox are playing Cleveland right now, and they're losing 1-0 in the third. That's today's Chicago Baseball schedule brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Your thoughts on the banner raising ceremony? We'll give some more of ours in depth. Let you know what we saw out there at Wrigley Field. 312-644-6767. Lawrence and Jason, it's the Bernstein and Goff Show here on The Score.
Don't miss a moment of world champion Chicago Cubs baseball right here on The Score.
Swinging a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
Comes when you have to buy or sell that home. Call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash, because that's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's 847-877-9881 or on the interwebs at amywillsellyourhome.com.
Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hill's Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hill's Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hill's Brothers. Then the pods break down, returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hill's Brothers coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.